Learn how to live as a changed person free from the consequences of sin today on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe.
You've been set free, but you still act like you're a slave. Some of us have been wiped free, our past cleansed, set free to do incredible things for God, but we have been so imprinted with the power of the flesh that you still live like you're not free.
Welcome to Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Mark is the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago and president of Moody Bible Institute. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Well, we have a choice to make. We can either listen to our flesh and live in sin, or we can live in the freedom of the new life that God has given us. And in today's message, we're going to zero in on chapter 6 of Romans to learn how to deal with this age-old struggle. Pastor Mark says that overcoming the struggle and temptations is a bit like taming a wild tiger, but through Christ, we have the power to make the change. Today's message is called Coming Alive to a New Me. And now here's Mark Jobe.
There was transparency in their life between them and transparency with God. They lived in this world that God had created. And one day, that foreboding day came in which they were lured into sin. Not because they had to sin, not because they were driven to sin, but because they were tempted and lured into sin. The moment that Eve took of that fruit, many descriptions paint it as an apple, but we don't know what kind of fruit it was. We don't know what kind of fruit it was, but we know that Eve took of the fruit in direct disobedience to God, not because she had to, not because she was driven to, but because she was lied to and she gave in to something. She did not have a sin nature. As soon as she committed one sin, and had Adam commit that one sin, then suddenly the world changed. They were no longer free from a sin nature. Suddenly, they felt shame and they covered themselves. Suddenly, they started hiding and lying. Suddenly, there was a propensity to sin. Their nature had changed. They no longer were free from a sin nature. They had the darkness of sin upon them. Their nature had changed. And from then on, you see murder and hatred and envy and bitterness and strife. You see bigotry. You see incest and fornication and adultery. You see darkness overshadowing their soul because now they were subject to a sin nature. And everyone born from Adam and Eve on, the sons of Adam and Eve, the daughters of Adam and Eve, we've all inherited something called the sin nature. We are not born like they were created without a sin nature. We are born with a sin nature. It's passed down to us through humanity, inherited through the seed of man. So every child that's born from Adam on, no one has to teach that child to sin. No one has to take a course in lying 101. You don't have to teach a baby as they grow older how to be selfish. My kids, one of the first words they learned was mine. No. You need to give that over to daddy. No. Mine. I'm like, honey, who taught? They came out after your side of the family, honey, I'm saying. That's not true. It's not her side of the family or his side of the family. It's Adam's side of the family. It's the sin nature. Every child has the sin nature. And when they're old enough, every child will sin. Every child will sin. I hate to break that to you grandparents because you think, oh, no, my kid. No, they sin, believe me. And they've been born with a sin nature. Now, when we're born with a sin nature. Now, we're not condemned because of our sin nature. We're condemned because of our sin. But our sin nature gives us a propensity to sin. So this is what happens when you become born again of the Spirit of God. This is what happens. This is what the Bible tells us. That when you come to Christ and you give your life to Christ, the old man, the old self, is crucified. What's crucified? Your sin nature, the old self, is crucified. So, and a new self, the spirit man, is born inside of you. You say, well, Pastor, explain that a little bit to me. Well, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live. It's Christ who lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for its righteousness could be gained through the law. Christ died for nothing. Listen, what he's telling us in these verses is that our old self dies the moment you come to Christ. Listen, if you gave your life to Christ and said yes to Jesus, I repent of my sins. I accept you as Lord and Savior. At that moment, the Holy Spirit comes inside of you and your old man is crucified. The moment you leave this altar, you repent, believe, and are baptized. You may still sin, but you are no longer under the mastery of sin. Now you have been freed from the mastery. So you are no longer an addict. You are no longer under compulsion. You are no longer driven. Now it's your choice. Do you understand? Before you were slaves, now you're sons of God and daughters of God with a choice. Before you had to sin, now you don't have to sin. Before you were driven to sin because you had a sin nature, now you have the God nature inside of you. That drive to sin no longer dominates your life. The old man is crucified, and there's a new man resurrected inside of you, the spirit man. The spirit man is like Jesus. Now, you say, well, Pastor, why do I still struggle with sin then? Oh, I'm going to get there. Hold on. I want you to follow with me. Where does your new self come from? Well, here's where your new self comes from. He says in verse 8, now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died for sin once and for all, but the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Count yourself dead to sin. Let me tell you why you still struggle with sin. You still struggle with sin. Your old self is dead. He's crucified. That old self is on the cross. You cannot reform the old self. See, if you're here today and you've never given your life to Christ, you haven't believed, repented, and been baptized, then if you're here trying to become a better person, what you're trying to do is you're trying to reform your old self. Your old self is irreformable, if that's a word. It's like trying to domesticate a wild tiger. May seem like he's domesticated, but he still has that animal wild side inside of him that can never be quite be tamed. Some people have tried to reform their old self, but they haven't crucified their old self. And they're struggling with that. You cannot reform the old self. The old self has to be crucified. And when you crucify the old self, here's what it says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. The new man, which is created according to God in righteousness and holiness, is resurrected. In Colossians 3:10, it talks about the new man. The new man who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Romans 8:10 talks about that new man. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, yet your spirit is alive because of righteousness. Here's what I want you to understand. When you come to Christ, your old man is crucified. You are no longer a slave to sin. Listen to me. I want you to hear me well. You do not have to sin anymore. You say, well, Pastor, but I struggle. Let me tell you why you struggle. You struggle because although your old man has been crucified, you have a new man that's been resurrected, born again. Jesus said, unless you're born again, you cannot inherit the kingdom of God. When are we born? A second time? Our first birth is a physical birth. We all come out the same. There's no Prada glasses on any baby I've seen born. No, you're naked and kind of ugly in the beginning. I mean, you're cute to your parents, but I've seen a couple babies, they're gooey and heads are a little bit out of shape. And that's the first birth. The second birth may happen when you're 15, 20, 25, 30. May happen when you're 12. The second birth is finally, you are born with a sin nature. You sin. The old man is alive inside of you. You're 25 years old and the old man is still inside of you. You're struggling with God. Your sin has condemned you. You finally come to the cross and say, I'm tired. I give my life to Jesus. I repent. I believe and I'm baptized. Your old man is crucified on the cross and a new man is birthed inside of you. Your spirit man. The spirit man desires to do what's good, desires to do what is of God. And now you're no longer a slave to sin. You're free to do what's right, but you still struggle because you have not been liberated. Listen, you have not been liberated from the flesh. You say, well, what is the flesh? Well, the flesh is influenced. Not by the old man because he's crucified. But your flesh is still influenced by, he's been trained by the old man. You see, your old man trained you that when you're empty, you go to porn. And so now you have a new man, but your flesh is trained by the old man. And so when you get mad, you had a bad day at work, your flesh says, well, go to porn. You've always gone to porn. Just get on the computer, go to XXX, blah, blah, blah. Get on it. It'll make you feel good. And so your flesh has been trained by the old man. The old man is crucified, but your flesh has been trained. Some of you ladies, yeah, those men. There's a lot of substitutes we go to, right? Or your flesh trained you when you feel bad, you go to the refrigerator. Overindulge, overeat. Or I go smoke a joint. Pastor, it relaxes me. I mean, do you want me mad? Do you want me cussing at my kids? I mean, I feel like it's, well, God's gift to me. No, 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 it's not God's gift to you. No, 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 it's not God's gift to you. Your joint is not God's solution to your anger. No, that's fleshly thinking. But the flesh has trained you to operate away for 25, 30, 40 years. That's why when people live longer in the flesh, it's harder for them to break out of the flesh because their flesh has been trained by the old man, by the old man that's crucified. Not by your dad, the old man that's crucified. And so here's what you have. You have the training of the old man in your flesh. You have the second thing. You have the world system. The world system out there is tempting you, is luring you, is telling your body, hey, do this, do that, is giving you temptations. The friends at your job are tempting you. The programs that you watch, the radio, it's all around us. Temptation is all. We live in a fallen world, so there's temptation of every kind around us. So you have the imprint of the old man. You have the temptation of the world. And yes, let's not forget, you also have, thirdly, you have spiritual temptation.
You're listening to Bold Steps with Pastor Mark Job. You know, there's a whole wide world out there that's unseen, and sometimes it's easy to get caught up on the wrong path. That's why author Mark Sayer encourages you to challenge the notion that personal freedoms and self-fulfillments are your highest calling. As we take a pause from our message for just a moment, we'd like to invite you to request a copy of his book called The Road Trip That Changed the World. He wrote this to help people all across the world name and resist the gods of this age. To request your copy right now, visit us at boldstepsradio.org. Now, let's return to the second half of Mark Job's message. It's called Coming Alive to a New Me from the City of God series.
There is a spiritual world out there. There are spirits, and there is something called Lucifer or the devil that also tempts us to fall away from God. There's a spiritual luring away. So even though the old man is crucified, you still live in the body of flesh, and the flesh is not evil. Because our body is not evil. Our body is just the body. It's what houses our spirit. But our flesh is influenced by the impression of the old man. It's influenced by the world. And it's influenced by the devil. Do you understand? The new man inside of you, the spirit man, is trying to train you to live for God, to be godly, to put on a new life, to leave the old life behind. This is what it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 24. Those who belong to Jesus Christ have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and its desires. Now, let me wrap it up with this. Number three. So how do we start living in victory? Oh, I wish you could understand this. I wish you could know that if you are born again and the Spirit lives inside of you, you don't have to sin anymore. Your old man has taught you. That old crucified man, he has no power over you. But sometimes he still speaks from the crucified cross and he says, you'll never change. I trained you to live a certain way. Don't you want me back? Don't you want to do it the old way? D.L. Moody used to tell a story of an older African-American woman during the Civil War that was freed from slavery. And according to D.L. Moody, she'd say, when I go back to my old master, he says I'm still a slave. But when I talk to my peers, they say, no, you've been set free. You're not a slave. When I go back to the old house, he says, no, you're still a slave. But other people tell me there's been a proclamation that's been signed by Abraham Lincoln that says, I'm free, I'm not a slave anymore. So I got one voice saying, no, no, you're still a slave. But I have someone else saying, no, 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 you're free. You can live in freedom. That's a little bit how it is in our life with the old man and the new man. Jesus has set you free. There's been a proclamation, declaration. You are no longer a slave to sin. You are free to live for God. But that old man is still hollering from the cross. No, you're still a slave. I still own you. You still belong to me. Act like a slave. Behave like a slave. And so how many of you know you can be set free, but you can still feel very comfortable in the chains that you used to live with? You have been set free, but still your mind of slavery doesn't think you have any rights to come before God. You've been set free, but you still act like you're a slave. Some of us have been wiped free, our past cleansed, set free to do incredible things for God. But we have been so imprinted with the power of the flesh that you still live like you're not free. You still act like you're a slave to sin. Live like you're a slave in sin. You don't take advantage of your right to come before God and have access. You still act like God is judging you by his works, that you're not cleansed, washed, past, present, and future. Some of you are still living like you're unsaved when you're saved, cleansed, washed, forgiven, set free. You still act like the old man dominates you when the new man is what should be dominating your life. You have a slave mentality when you've been set free by the Son. And if the Son has set you free, you are free indeed. So how do you start living in victory? Well, he goes on in verse 12 and tells us. He says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies. Can I tell you, until you die, it tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 that mortality shall not inherit immortality. Until the day you die, you will struggle with sin. Why? Because you live in a body of flesh that's influenced by the world, by Satan, by the old man. When you're 89 years old, listen, you may not struggle as much as when you were 19. Because by that time, well, there's a lot of things you don't struggle with anymore. But you'll still struggle. As long as you have this flesh body. That's why in order to inherit the kingdom of God, we have to release this flesh body. No one inherits the kingdom with this body. If you're born again right now, you already have eternal life. You are living part of your eternal life on earth. It may be 60, 50, 40, 70 years. The rest of your eternal life, you'll live without this body in the presence of God, free from the domination of sin. You no longer will choose to sin because you've released this body of flesh. Glorious day that will be. I feel like Paul. Paul says, I'm caught between two. Part of me wants to stay because I have so much work to do, but part of me wants to go. I'm not talking suicidal. I'm not a masochist that wants death. But I understand as a believer what death is. Death is the gateway to eternity. Death is when I shed this body. I cannot inherit the kingdom with this mortal body. The only way I inherit the kingdom is when this body's left behind and people are mourning over this body. But listen, if one day you come to this place and there is something that looks like our baptistry out here and there lies Pastor Mark, please don't say there's Pastor Mark. Say that's where Pastor Mark used to live. That's his old house. That's his old body. But man, Pastor Mark is dancing on streets of gold in the presence of God, enjoying his glorified state. He is where he wants to be. Amen. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer the parts of your bodies to sin as instruments to wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God. Those who have been brought from death to life, offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness, for sin shall not be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. Let me close with this. He tells us what to do practically. He says, you have a choice now. Do not let sin reign. Let me ask you a question. Are you letting sin reign? Does it dominate you, master you, control you? Don't let it reign. Jesus takes the place of that. He now is Lord of your life, and you have the power to give into the Spirit and not into the flesh. Then he says, do not offer the parts of your body to sin. Well, what's he mean by that? Literally what it says. Do not offer your lips or your mouth to sin, the words that flow out. Don't let your mouth become a carrier of gossip, hatred, bitterness. Don't let it be the carrier of cuss words, of defamation, of negativity. Let it be the carrier of the Word of God, of the goodness of God, of the praise of God.
This is Bold Steps, the Bible teaching of Mark Jobe. And if you've missed any of this message, or if you'd like to listen to any of Mark's archive messages, you can do that when you go to our website. You'll find them all at boldstepsradio.org. And while you're on the website, we'd love to encourage you to sign up for our Bold Stepper Weekly. It's our weekly email feature written by Mark and the team, and it's free. Once again, you'll find us online at boldstepsradio.org. And then if you'd like to support this ministry, you can do that by just clicking the green Donate Now button in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. We'll say thanks for your gift of any amount by sending you a copy of the book Mark mentioned earlier in the program by Mark Sayers called The Road Trip That Changed the World. With the storytelling style of Jack Kerouac, Sayers has unlocked the cultural code of millions of young adults, and that's why we're pleased to bring you his book as our Bold Step gift. And if you enjoyed On the Road, then you'll want to request a copy of The Road Trip That Changed the World for your own library. Now, Mark, you gave us some great advice today on how we can make a break with our old selves. And before we close this program, why don't you leave us with a final word of encouragement?
Yeah, let me just remind us that we've been brought from death unto life. Hmm. And so we're not mastered by sin anymore, but we have to start to live out our new position in purity before God. And so I want to challenge you, those that feel like, I've had no power. You have power now. The chains of sin have been broken. Mastery has been broken. Now live out your new position in Christ.
Well, Mark, thank you for that encouraging word, and we look forward to your next message, but that's all the time we have today. Join us tomorrow when we'll discover how to break the chains of spiritual and mental slavery. Our message is titled, Having a New Boss, and we'll be turning to the book of Romans to learn how to walk in freedom. You won't want to miss this message, and you'll hear it Friday on Bold Steps with Mark Jobe. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.